Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And we have Milena here somewhere. Say hello.
Hello.
There she is. Again, welcome all to the third session of Ascended Masters.
Hold on, John. You're muted, John. Something happened.
Okay.
Are we?
Can you start again?
Oh, yeah, sure. Again, this is the Ascended Masters of Light Level 2, Session 3. And it's not April Fool's Day, so it's April the 2nd, 2023, which is great. And again, we have all prepared ourselves for this session and are seated in the seats in our Light Temple Crucible. Today is an open discussion and Q&A about what was presented by our groups 1 and group 2. Joan and Milena will set the collective energy. They will make any announcements that are relevant and talk about the protocol, because that'll be important for our discussion and Q&A. The Council of 12 then will speak to us after our Q&A as a council, and then as that council, we will close our session. So now let's turn it over to Milena and Joan. Here they are.
Well, welcome, everyone. We are delighted to be here. So glad to see all your smiling faces. All right. So we're all settled within our beautiful crucible, our cosmic light temple. Take a deep breath. And be aware of yourself in this beautiful space. Allow yourself to feel the energetics that have been set within this light temple. So we will begin with this energetic prayer. I am light. I am the light of the Creator. I am created in the image and similitude of my Creator. I am a creator that creates form within form. I am light, luminous light. I am a fractal of the spiritual sun, a liquid crystalline river of living light flows through and within me. I am light. I live and flourish in light. I am the fullest expression and intention of light. I leave imprints of light wherever I journey. I am light. Okay, so let us start our session for today. Joan, you want me to start or do you want to start?
Go ahead, you can start.
Okay.
You're doing a great job, Milena.
Okay, all right, I'll just keep right on. Okay, so with this, the advent of this new 2023 series, year of the series, a few changes have been implemented at the request of the council. So one of the first, are you already aware of, as you did today, you brought yourself into the temple and have yourself seated with your energetics flowing. And because you will be from going forward, you will bring yourself into the temple, into our meeting room for each meeting that we have. And with the exception of next week, the 16th, when we come back, you will meet Joan and John and I at the doors of the temple. One of the reasons additional steps have been added is because you will be bringing yourself into the temple. It gives you a very, an opportunity to be very intentional in setting your energy and your frequency as you enter. Now, when we have special occasions like the opening of a year, like we did on March 19th, or the opening of a conference or something of that nature, we will enter together as a group. But otherwise, you will enter each one. Now, on the 16th, when we meet outside the temple, the reason for that is there will be another rearrangement of our seating configuration. And we hope sometime between now and then we will have a graphic for you, but we don't have that yet. But that's the reason we will meet outside, so that way we can have an opportunity to describe the new seating arrangement. Okay. Another thing we're going to try, the council as a whole was just so pleased with the presentation done by the entirety of group one and two. And in an effort to have a way for you guys to continue to participate, we're going to try this and we'll see how it goes. So for our opening, we are going to ask that you, as a members of this collective, you're being invited to participate by creating an opening centering, inspiring invocation to begin our sessions. We ask that they're brief, no more than 1 or 2 minutes or so. And if you submit those by email to us at ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com, and then Joan and I will select based on what is coherent with the teachings of that day, one to present. Now, obviously, there's 60-something of us, and we don't have 60-something sessions, so we will not be able to use all of them. So don't get your feelings hurt or anything. So we will pick just what seems to flow best with the energetics that we need for that day. But, you know, anything you want to create, submit, that is inspiring and uplifting. And anyway, it just, again, it gives another opportunity for each of you to be a little more actively involved, you know, in our sessions. Feel like I'm forgetting something, Joan, but.
No, I think you've covered it. We'll get more in depth in some of that next time we meet. We won't meet next week because that's Easter. And we hope everyone has a wonderful light-filled day. And then we'll meet again on the 16th. And instead of on the 30th, we will meet on the 23rd. Then there'll be is a 2-week break before we have another one, but we'll send you those dates. But I wanted you to be aware ahead of time that the one on the 30th has been moved to the 23rd, because it has to do with what is being presented in the new energetics and teachings coming up this year. So we want to keep things real coherent, because these energetic presentations are quite dynamic. Okay. So the next thing on our agenda is to talk about these protocols. We've decided, for the sake of coherency, to divide these discussions into two separate discussions. One from group one, That'll be an open discussion on what group one presented, and then the questions will be directed to that group or the group in general. And then we will have that for about 15 or 20 minutes. And then group two's presentation will be discussed, and any questions or comments that are made are to be directed to the group or to the membership in general. That's about it. And Milena, is there anything you need to?
Well, we want to talk about, we did about the protocols that have been established.
Okay.
For the Q&A and for all discussions and community calls and Q&A, we will use these protocols going forward.
Okay.
All right, Joan, I think you're first.
Okay. It just makes it a lot simpler for everyone, and it keeps the energies at a very potent level for the entirety of our group. So based on the feedback from various members of our community and from Milena and I's own thought on the ease of having these discussions very profitable and flowing energetically, cohesively, we've come up with these protocols that'll help everybody. Okay, these protocols, there are three protocols, and we'll give you what they are, and then we will give you more information about each one. And we'll give you an opportunity, if you have a comment or anything about them, before we get started on our discussions. Okay, first one is to stay on topic. Is your question or comment positive? Does it uplift, elevate, expand, or contribute to the understanding of the topic? And we ask that, please, no personal questions or issues be discussed at this time. If you wanting help, please reach out on our Facebook page and ask. And people are more than happy to accommodate and help in any way they can. Okay. Let's start off with the first protocol. Which is stay on topic. And this is self-explanatory. If you have other questions not related to the established topic, post those on your Facebook page. These questions will be open for community response. And that's what that Facebook is for. Use it to your advantage. We are now beginning to operate more as a unit, as that member of the Council of 12. So use that communication portal to ask your questions or make your comments and share what you know, share what you're experiencing. If you have an administrative related question, such as times or scheduling, contact either Milena, myself, or Kimberly, and we will respond. Specific questions to me or Milena relating to the teachings or past class can be sent to by email to ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com, and one of us will respond if it's particularly for either me or Milena. We'll contact you and we'll make, you know, sure that you're, you know, getting your questions or, your concerns addressed. Milena?
Okay. Our second protocol is your question or comment positive? Does it uplift, elevate, expand, or contribute to the understanding of the topic? So before asking your question or comment, first check in with yourself and see where you are vibrating. Where is your frequency? And are you coherent with the energetics that have been set within the meeting chamber of our cosmic light temple? Are you in the frequency range of the community as a whole? If your answer to any of these questions is no, then please just enter the chamber, sit quietly, and allow yourself to be in the energetics of our sacred space. Feedback from the community has been that our time together is something they look forward to. And gathering together gives them the opportunity to step out of the challenges that many in our community are dealing with. They have prepared themselves and have their frequency set. And if you have not taken the time to do so, or you're having a bad day, you don't feel well, please be mindful and aware of yourself and be respectful of the frequency that the community is holding. If your frequency is not where it needs to be, again, enter the meeting chamber and sit with the intention of raising your vibration. If your frequency is down in the basement that day, we don't want to join you there. Your frequency, of course, is your responsibility, and the only one who can shift it is you. So that takes us to number three.
And that is no personal questions or issues. And both of us has kind of talked about that, but for many reasons, we'll state it again. And please keep your personal questions or issues private in the at the meeting time. We are a community and we do want to support one another. And there are ways in which you can do that and get the support that you need. Every one of us are dealing with unusual things that we're having to deal with, and many, speaking from a personal level, I don't like some of them that I'm having to look at. If you are ill, facing surgery or another medical procedure, or going through a difficult time and you would like prayers, positive thoughts, love, light sent your way, use our Facebook page. Make your request. We are all happy to respond in any way to help you. Okay, Milena.
Okay. So the takeaways from these protocols are: be aware of yourself and your vibration, and be respectful of everyone else in the community.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments that you'd like to make about these protocols? You'll have to unmute yourself if you have a comment.
What? I think whatever you presented is reasonable and very well explained. So I think there is no problem to follow.
Well, thank you, Vera.
Thank you, Vera.
Anybody else? Okay.
All right, so let's move on to our discussion and question and answers about Group 1 and Group 2's presentation. First off, both groups did such a magnificent job. I mean, I was thrilled and pleased with every single moment of each of those presentations. You each were masterful. You brought forth what needed to bring forth. I think we all have a so much better understanding of these topics. But with that, we'll start with questions or comments for Group 1. So if you have any questions about what Group 1 presented, which was what is the quantum field and what is quantum entanglement, please address that to Group 1. And anybody from Group 1, if there's anything more that you would like to add from your perspective of having gone through that presentation and your perspective from that, we'd love to hear from you also.
Okay. Let's get started.
I can start by just sharing about the Group 1 presentation. Okay. I really enjoyed the structure. It was, or maybe I should say the lack of structure, because I liked that, because everybody in the group had an opportunity to share their understanding of the topic, and all those different variations of it really helped me get a clearer picture of what they were, the overall topic, and I really got something out of it. And then I really enjoyed Kazuko's meditation. I could just listen to Kazuko do a meditation. I could listen to that every day. So I just wanted to share that.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
Yes, this is Margaret. I was part of Group 1, and when we were so focused on putting together the individual pieces, the first chance I got to see it, we did a run through, and it was amazing to me how all of us have such individual concepts. But we flowed from one person to the next person to the next person. It was just such a, the only word I can use is orchestration, that I loved watching that and being a part of it and knowing that we all contributed our little piece or big piece to it. I just really enjoyed being a part of it and watching it again. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Margaret. I know for some it was a big learning curve, but everyone did a fantastic job. I'm telling you what. And I think it made our group much more cohesive energetically. And this first part of our ascension teachings is all about that. So, yeah, y'all did a great job.
Hi, this is Kazuko. Yeah, thank you, Kelly, for talking about the meditation. That was, I had a lot of fun creating it. And yeah, I'm so glad you liked it. It was such a really enjoyable experience to be a part of this group and creating this together. I didn't know anything about the quantum field, but I just started to research, and I had great fun doing it and creating my presentation and meditation. So I really appreciate for this opportunity. I learned so much. And thank you. And thank you, Margaret, for this background. It worked. I wanted to put it out. So, yeah, thanks, Margaret. You know, it's just a lot of little things, but wonderful things happened. So I'm so appreciative of it, everything and everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know if we had to raise our hands. But this is Jody. Hey, family. I enjoyed that so tremendously. I learned so much. I was able to actually connect with so many of you guys on a different level. Got to know you more. It feels, it's not quite the conferences, but it feels connected. You know, I miss you guys. I miss that one-on-one. I really enjoyed it. And I learned a tremendous amount as well. So I was so anxious to have this class today. It's like, oh, I can't wait. And I haven't had that excitement in a while. I mean, there's like that skip in my step. It's like, got to be there. You know, I'm really enjoying it. And I'm looking forward to this year. I think more than I have the past few years. It feels good. Like I get it. Like I'm a part of it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Our group one was just melted my heart. And we had some people that couldn't participate, in the presentations and stuff, but I could feel them holding the space for us to create and us to go forward. And I just want to thank this group for helping my growth and all of the sharing that we did. And you guys just melted my heart, and you totally rocked. And I thank you, each one of you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lee.
It is melting heart. Every sharing, every presentation, not only information. I felt energy. Energy was palpable. How balanced and harmonious. How supportive to each other. How the word orchestration. Yes, it was like a, sorry. Some energy, some quantum field brought us together and was leading the streams on the right way. And not only meditation of Kazuka, the example with the girl give you the big smile, taking the mask off. That was, and just the phrase, that was a moment of the quantum field. And I felt it, and I share it with my, people who were around me. And it was profound. Even like I pick up some example or some memory of the presentation. And when I say about that, there is a quietness. There is a something in the air, even it's a silence, but the presence of energy, like I said, palpable. So we are chosen. And now, like never before, I feel our group like a holiness. We are whole, coherent presence, ready for the mission. Or we already doing that by just be our presence and pure intention and dedication and unity. It's all about that love, unity. It's all there. Support, respect, all these magnificent columns that holds the good stuff. It's there. It's there. And everybody feels that. And thank you from the bottom of my heart and soul for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Vera. I had quite an experience with this. I was so, as I experimented and went through all the research on quantum field, I knew it was expansive, but I really had no idea. And to hear each person present from the extremely technical scientific side to the mental, emotional, physical, just earthly feelings and thoughts, it was just enormous, and it was so beneficial. And I just need to keep going back over those, because it's just it answered so many questions that I had no idea I even had. And it was just so expansive. And the, like everyone was saying, the feelings from each participant coming through, and their energy and their drive and their excitement and passion, just tremendous, really wonderful experience.
Susie. Anyone else have anything to say? Any questions?
No questions?
I would like to say that I had already been exploring the quantum field to some of these videos we were using. And but when we got it as a project, you know, and I started delving into it, the most amazing thing that happened to me was that I started feeling the energy the way they were talking about it. And that had a profound effect on me. I mean, I still walk around imagining myself space, you know, on a daily basis. So, besides all the magnificence of the groups stepping up and having amazing presentations, I just want to say that it was a profoundly personal adventure for me, and I loved it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else before we move to group two?
I was wondering, so how others are feeling about...
This is Mark. Oh.
Okay. Okay, hold on, Mark. I think Susie's has the mic right this second.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Go ahead, Susie.
Yeah, I was just wondering how others are feeling about... I understand how we are tapping into this quantum field, actually getting easier as we go. But what about when we're out in the, walking around in the 3D realm and with others who are not where we are? Are you finding it easier to just within yourself tap into this to observe what's going on? Or I realize that the quantum field is a place of no thoughts and feelings, but, can you just sit and be observant in that space and still be in the quantum, tap into the quantum field and be observant in a situation like you're in a meeting or a restaurant or whatever, and still be in touch with that?
For me, it was the most comfortable just to be the neutral observer. No matter what's happening inside or outside, if you behave as a neutral observer, like you're watching the movie, or that compassion is raised up, judgment is gone, and you just observer. And whatever it is fits for you, you take it. Whatever is not, it just stay there because you know everything what's happened for the reason. And everybody has their own unique path and no even desire to intrude or teach or whatever do, because just to be observer, for me, that was blessing when I just step into that feelings.
Can I say something? This is Efung Tayo.
Yeah.
I was a part of group one, but due to my scheduling, I couldn't participate in the way that I wanted, but I was holding sacred space for everyone. And I was thoroughly delighted at how it, presented itself and unfolded. I wanted to speak to how we live it in, on this physical plane, in the work that I do, which is African shamanism. I was living the quantum entanglement with what work I do with my organization. And so while I was researching it, it was just a difference in language as opposed to what the ancients were doing, but they were very cognizant of what they were doing. So it was really such a beautiful melding for me. Because in studying how we see it in terms of physics. Through the ceremonies that I was participating in and leading, I was actually living it. And that bridge was really very, I don't know, I don't have the words for it, but it was really beautiful because it's the ancient future as far as I can see. And so a lot of times we say that this is new. I think we're building on what was. And what I liked about, I forget who it was, oh, Imhotep, he brought in the aspect of what the Africans knew. They just had a different language. They used dance. They used so many different mediums to not only express the quantum field, but also the quantum entanglement. They're going into possession and things of that nature to do healing or to bring down a certain energy matrix to help the community. All of that is based on what we now call quantum entanglement. And they did mean to interfere. It wasn't neutral, yet and still, it was about the healing of a community. So there was intention. So I just wanted to add that and just say that I thoroughly enjoyed Group One. It was a beautiful manifestation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Mark. Okay, we'll try it again.
Mark's turn.
Yes. I think what happened for me is this whole quantum, the understanding of the quantum field and quantum entanglement. For the first time, I felt a connection with everybody else in the universe. Everybody else amongst all of my extraterrestrial friends, I felt a very deep connection. And there was a sense of unity. And so for the first time, I felt it. And it was an absolutely marvelous understanding of what was really going on. It was just a little overwhelming when I really got in touch with all of this. So I just wanted to express the enormity of what this led for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. That was beautiful. We have time for one final question, and then we'll move on to group two or comment.
Greetings.
Right. Okay. There you are. Oh, there's Imhotep. Okay. Go ahead, Imhotep.
Yes. Well, a masterful job. Well done. Quantum entanglement. I mean, this has been and spoken of. I'm a chemist. I took quantum mechanics. But when Christ was here, and he said, God made man in his own image, in his own likeness, created them male and female. Quantum entanglement. There is no separation. He said, Christ said, I'm in my Father in me, ye in me, and I in you. Quantum entanglement. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, Paul had said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. How is that possible? Quantum entanglement. Fractals, same thing. Unity, consciousness, oneness, Christ consciousness, all this. And for us to start off this way, collectively, and understanding that there is no separation between you, me, and God. It is all quantum entangled, but different expressions of the same fractals. Excellent job. A wonderful start for 2023. Now, what's next?
Hold on. We just started.
Okay. So I'll let it rest from here.
Thank you so much. All right, let's move to group two. So if you have any comments or questions, group two, their topic was, what is quantum singularity and what are fractals? So anybody, questions, anybody from group two, any comments you would like to make from your perspective? You know?
I could start with just a quick little share to help us get rolling, but the one thing I noticed for myself, since I was a presenter, I had a really hard time being in that mental space to do the research and to figure out what I wanted to write. And it was a very mental process. And I'm in my mind all week long with the work I do. And so I struggled with figuring out how to hold the spiritual space while presenting very mental information, at least for me. And I'm still struggling with it. It's like, how can I allow myself the understanding from a mental perspective and hold it in a spiritual space at the same time? So that was my experience.
Good. Anybody like to comment on that?
I think for me, I kept going over and over my presentation because it started out enormous because I had this presenter and I had this person and that person, that person. It was just so, the subject is so vast. So I kept cutting it down until it was really little, at least it felt little to me. But then once I got it the way I wanted it, I just kept reading it. And the more I read it, the more I felt it. And I started really just becoming part with that. And so when I got to the point where I actually presented it, I really did feel it as I went. And I found that quite eye-opening.
Thanks, Susie.
Thank you, Susie.
This is Jan. I have a comment on Kelly. If you put your attention on your sacred heart or your heart space and think from your heart, I think that helped me the most. So that's just my comment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jan. I felt like I could, that all I needed was one sentence to really understand fractals in relation to the work we're doing. And that's the sentence that you say all the time in this work when you're channeling. And that is that we were created in the image and similitude of our creator. To me, that summed up fractals in one sentence. And all the other information I brought forth was just like mental gymnastics, it felt like.
Yeah, this is Randall coming in what Kelly's saying. I guess the mental activity is just kind of a bridging to knowingness, you know. So it just gets you part of the way there, right? And then you just, it's a knowing, a feeling. You don't, you know, I lose the words. So my thought.
Well, I think that, I mean, we've said this, all of us, many, many times, and the council has said it, that the third dimensional languaging is very lacking when it comes to this type of energetic, as well as the concepts that are being presented. So, you know, you really have to get into, as Jan said, your sacred heart and start feeling the energies that you are describing in a presentation. And I think as we move along this year, that will become much easier.
And Kelly, kind of as an inverse to your experience, for Joan and I, and we talk about this often, because we receive the energetics first, then we have to try to translate that into words in a language that makes sense to the rational mind. And we are finding that increasingly harder as we are playing in these higher and higher and more refined frequencies. So that's kind of that two-way street, because we do have to have some understanding in our conscious mind to even know what we're talking about. You know, we could not even have done this project or had this conversation even 2 years ago. I mean, look how far we've come to be able to even understand what we're talking about. And we're talking about these massive subjects in this massive quantum field that holds everything. So yeah, it's a dance, and you know, and it's the languaging is going to become, I believe, and even more difficult to come up with the words that express these quantum cosmic frequencies.
This is Jan.
Hey, Jan.
I have a question for you and Joan. Will you be moving into some sort of sacred sounds and maybe colors to capture some of that information? That's just my question.
I have no idea.
We don't know.
They give us a little at a time. I mean, we have to understand, we're part of this council. So there is some of that master coding that is within each one of us. And mm-hmm. when the timing is right, that somehow surfaces as we operate in that field of the Council of 12. So, you know, they give us such a massive amount to prepare for each session that we've just learned over the last few years, take it as it comes, because we're being prepared as we are given these energetics, as we are given these concepts, then we have to integrate them. And from the view of the entire council, at that level of consciousness, they kind of can read our field, read our energy signatures, because each member has a signature. Whether it be sound, it colors, and looking at like graphics sometimes are very helpful, fractal graphics. And the ones that each group used throughout their presentation was very helpful in stimulating your mind and your consciousness. Milena, do you have anything to comment on that?
No, it's exactly that. You know, we never know exactly where we're going to be led until it's time. And so we just learn to trust the process as we go.
Go ahead. I'd like to follow on from what Milena just said. It's the process, because I think that's what these these groups have been able to provide is a process for us all to connect, to try to understand things that, I mean, we've all over the last 25 years since What's the Bleep and before, we've come into these terms, we've come into the concepts, but we've never had maybe to really put them into words or explain things. So I think it was a great process. I know in our group, too, I mean, some people did not make presentations because we were trying to keep a time limit, but they really participated. And we really took on a lot of those concepts, which we could actually kind of interpret in what each person presented. I really loved when people used, you know, their personal experiences and their artistic works in both groups. I think that really gave some depth to everything. And I agree, the sounds and the music and things are also part of connecting, you know, with this quantum field. So I think there's just so much we're going to continue to explore together. And I would just like to say, though, that as I think for both groups, both sessions, it really made a cohesive feeling that we are together and we can understand each other so much better. So thank you to all of you.
Very nice. Thanks.
Blessings. This is Diana. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to, I'm in great gratitude for all the work that the members of Group 2 did. And those who were unable to participate due to their own decision, I felt their energy just like Leanne said. So everyone did participate, and it was a great experience to get to know others that I had never even spoken to before. And so I'm very grateful for that. One of the things that I've noticed as this process has started is that at any given moment, the quantum field, entanglement, singularity, and fractals come together in a moment that is felt. And from that, I am able to move forward in my daily activities in a different flow. There is no way that I'm going to be able to focus in on the quantum field. But if I'm able to bring in a stream of consciousness, a stream of energy that allows me to express myself with other people, to feel that entanglement, and then from that, take a breath and send out in fractal energies from sound that is not heard, from colors that are not seen, from designs that may not be present in the visual eye of your brain, but is known. And you leave that in the space that you occupied for that moment, whether you're in a store, whether you're driving down the street, whether you're in your own home having a conversation with someone. Then you are bringing all of that technical information and the spiritual aspects of it into one cohesive divine moments with an S, And the more that you become aware of those moments, the more we are bringing everything of all that we have been learning and will continue to learn into the third dimension. And this is part of our journey home. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey. I actually, being in group two with quantum singularity as a focus, I actually didn't do any kind of academic information research on the topic until about 5 days before our presentation. So it offered a month, you know, to just be with it and sort of go in inwardly to explore a little bit. And I kind of found that, how did I see this topic? You know, it is setting the stage for our coming year. And I came up with twofold. I found it more valuable, first of all, to be asking questions than to be looking for answers. So that kind of freed things up a lot. You know, I know it was a question and answer format that we were presenting in, but I found it was all about our creativity and as a collective kind of stepping up to being more active participants in our own creativity than more passive receivers. Let's face it, all of us have gone through the school systems and so on, and we were very much indoctrinated with kind of sitting back and listening to those that with more authority or whatnot. The other piece was, in terms of quantum singularity, that we're the she. You know, we are that dance, as Melina says. We are the orchestration, as Margaret spoke. We're all energetic beings, you know, having a physical form experience. And so I always look to the heart. I'm more interested in feeling states now and energy transmissions that are in the words than, because I kind of see us all trailblazing communication. That was the second part that came to me. Creativity and communication. I kind of thought, what would the Keys of Enoch book be if there wasn't a glossary? You know, we're at a place where we're looking not at just words, which we know are limiting, Sanskrit, perhaps, you know, different ancient traditions have brought symbolisms and imaging. And I think that's the place that we're going to a little bit, to translate more of our energetic reality through languaging. Like right now it's explaining things, which has value, but I think the more trailblazing aspects of us as a collective are really pushing on sound codes. If the similitude is energetics and the imaging is holographics, you know, in leading us into more of our true nature, we're going to have a lot of fun playing with this, I think, you know, as we sort of allow ourselves to open up and express ourselves. And I just wanted to say too, an answer, I think, to Jan, that when I go out, I'm always, my intention is heart melting. And I think just a smile is a wonderful, I see it all the time. People that are very kind of enrobed in that 3D density, and how willing they are you know, to return a smile. You can feel their heart lighting up. That's a beautiful language, the language of love and unity. So I want to thank everyone in our group for their participation as well. I think very much looking forward to more of this. So thanks.
Thank you,
Anna.
Yeah, I like that about the smile, Jana, because what is a smile? Do you pass a stranger on the street and you smile? So what is that? It's an acknowledgement of their being. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Namaste. I honor the divine within you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Anyone else?
I have a question. Thank you so much, Jana. I really appreciated what you just shared. And a simple question just dawned on me. I'm wondering, is there such a thing as fractal sound? Because we talked and explored fractal geometry, which was all imagery to me.
I was drawn to present. My particular exploration brought me to participatory universe, which led to the posting that I put on the Facebook group, which is, and we've probably all heard this, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, you know, does it make a sound? And it sounds maybe on surface a little bit cliche, but I found it extraordinarily a great sort of catalyst for, you know, what exactly, like as creators within form, what exactly is the nature of reality? And then it's again getting back to the definitions of words. What meaning do we give it? And that's communication is all based on that, right? But we know that that effective communication gets misconstrued if people have different definitions of words, for instance, you know. And so you're saying it from your own perspective, but someone else might be receiving it in a completely different way, you know. And so I just found that the notion of us creating what we're creating in physicality in the moment, you know, participatory universe suggests that even though we may be familiar with something, I mean, we could take any simple example. You know, the tree in the backyard, for instance, you know, you kind of assume that you know it's there, but if you're not directly observing it or perceiving it, you don't really and truly know that it's there, you know, and until you engage with it. And I think that's a lot about quantum energetic reality, is that we're creating in each and every moment. And it's always new. you know, everything that we're doing in the moment is brand new. It's never been done before. We're master creators. We can't even not create, you know, because that's our very nature. So I found it brought me deeper and deeper within myself, you know, as I explored those concepts of what is our perception, you know, like, why are we perceiving something a certain way or whatever? Now that we've stepped out of polarized thinking in 3D, the field is wide open for our creativity. So I'm looking forward to what we're collectively going to create this year, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, Triana?
Yeah, Kelly, I liked your answer about fractal sound, your question about fractal sound. And as I was thinking about it, two ways we could start exploring this are first the concept of overtones in music,
And then also the parallel types of musical systems we have around the globe. And then the fact that sound and color are the same thing. So I think with your question, you opened a whole new field we can explore. And this would be one that would tend to go beyond the mental words and into the experiences.
I like that. I like what you said a lot, because I'm very connected to waves of energy. They hit me like literally like wind hitting me. And so sound creates waves, and that gets me out of my head. And I want to explore more of that, but I'm not a music person in the slightest. So I'm not sure where to go next, but I think like somebody else, I think Jan mentioned wondering about sound. It's a little frustrating that we can't share more sound over these Zoom calls, but it just doesn't come through very good.
No, it doesn't. We've tried. Melaine and I, when we have our conversations, we let sometimes meet on Zoom, and we've tried because I have bowls and so does she. And I forget what it was. We were trying to get to come through the sound on the Zoom, and it
wouldn't pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
And I put it, and I had, you remember that triangle we had at the last conference, that crystal triangle?
Yeah.
I put it right over my microphone, and it still would not pick up the sound.
I don't know. I think, you know, on those things like crystal bowls, they have a certain frequency that is very different than the human voice. So perhaps it's in that frequency range why it wouldn't pick it up, but we certainly did try.
Yeah, the limitation is in the technology, the transmission technology too. Right. The internet itself can't handle it. It's mm-hmm. And that's a good excuse to get together again.
Yeah. But you know, it's like the whole concept of sound with that axiom. You know, does the tree make a noise, a sound? You know, if it falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, is sound, we know it's a vibration that travels in the air. But so in that respect, the answer is yes. The tree does make a sound because it's falling creates vibrations in the air. But then we could look at the more that would be sort of the energetic reality of it. But we have like our physical sensory ear is what registers the sound waves that travel in the air. So is the sound the inner vibrational experience, or is the sound the outer tone, you know, that we take in externally? So I think we're starting to play more with, in yoga, they call it the inner nada. It's the unstruck sound. So it's not externally created. It comes from within. So again, it's about defining terms. You know, sound is, as creators in energetic reality, is an internal experience. Although we can know that humming is a very effective way. I dare anybody to hum and not have every fiber of their being, you know, unified in the process. You know, it's impossible to hum, and it's everywhere. It's pervasive. So I kind of feel like playing with those sound codes in that way. We can circumvent the lack, you know, of technology and so on for sound, and we could still play it pretty effectively, I think.
Thank you. Catriona, you had a comment.
In terms of the external sound, during the presentations, Imhotep's video came through just fine. So I don't think we can do the sound live, but it can be recorded.
Ah, yes.
Yes, and saved and then played. And I think it will come through in its pure sounds then.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, that can be done. There's also, in Zoom, I was able to do that because it was embedded into the PowerPoint. But with a live piece, if it's recorded, it should be able to be played and heard.
Okay, good to know.
Good to know. Thank you very much, everyone, for your contribution to this discussion. And we certainly will have more of them as we move along. I think they're a very productive conversation, and more of the group is invited to in these conversations to participate, because that makes us a stronger community. So thank you very much, everyone, for participating.
Okay. I think we are ready now to move on to our next segment. So if everyone would like to just be sure you're recentered and take a breath. And let us welcome the Council of 12.
All 12 streams of consciousness of this Ascension Council are intertwined and operating coherently with each other at levels and states of consciousness that you cannot imagine. They are an integral part of the presentations and the transmissions of certain energetic components that will be necessary for you to receive in full as a stream of that consciousness. You must realize that now your thoughts and discussions are emanating from your stream of collective consciousness. You are an important and viable stream of collective consciousness of the whole Council of 12. When you say things or wonder where certain thoughts or concepts came from, you will soon see that they originated from your unique streams of collective consciousness. You will not assume that they came from beings such as Michael, Metatron, or the Council of 12 as a whole. You are arriving at a new refined state of being. As you allow this state of being to take root, by cultivating it in your awareness, you will no longer perceive yourself as separate from the Council of 12. You will soon begin to realize just how entangled you are as a participating member in the collective consciousness of this Council. This is something that cannot be taught. No teaching could ever explain to you what collective consciousness is. An instruction will never show you the quantum level and how that affects the entire quantum field, which is massive. This state of consciousness must be experienced. Then you will know it. Every time the Council as a unit manifests within the field of your crucible, you are part of that. You are not separate from it. You are a unique member of the Council. This is a very valuable energetic concept that we are asking you to take in at this time. Because each one of you set the template and the parameters that allow all members of the Ascending Masters community to be fully realized members of the whole. We are transmitting this collectiveness of who you are in all of its beauty as members of a vast collective consciousness of the all that is. We are asking you, at whatever level or whatever state of being that you now energetically possess, to always keep this knowing in the forefront of your third eye and the eye of the all that is. You are required to attain the singular focus of this state of consciousness before the end of these sessions. You are the ones who are creating the valuable energetics that bring the entire community of Ascending Masters of Light into the full membership of this Ascension Council. As a unified group of a council, you were given a prime directive and a very specific duty to bring and manifest the physical dimensions that are required to bring a planet and a human expression into its foremost and forthright expression. These streams of consciousness are not just one line, not just one thing. They are a collective consciousness stream that emanates from the source of all that is, which is a very complex, energetic, massive stream of consciousness. Each of the 12 streams are unique amongst themselves. Members of this council are members of this crucible. As human members of Ascending Masters, you have a viable unification with a massive stream of consciousness. Each individual persona varies in a stream of consciousness in which they came into this council. All 12 streams are unified in that prime directive of their purpose. So they bring individual energetic components. Each stream is massive in ways you cannot imagine at this time. You bring unique energetic concepts to the ascension process. Each individual is irreplaceable in that process. You are unique in that you have a personal directive as well as a directive that is related to a stream of consciousness within the council itself. Your personal prime directive is important because it makes the stream of consciousness that holds a prime directive, but then expands into the entire council and crucible, because they become unified in one expression of the Council of 12. They are never separate. They are always entangled. They are an integral part of each stream, and each stream is an integral part of the crucible. Not only at the human level, but in variable levels, such as the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Pleiadians, and the different collective realms that are involved in this crucible. We now want to talk to you about the project that the Council as a whole asks you to engage in in order for this council to function in a way that it was intended in the prime directive it was given. You, as the human, massive individual stream of consciousness that is perfectly entangled within the quantum field of the Council of 12, were asked to research four main topics. What is the quantum field? And what is quantum entanglement? What is singularity? And what are fractals? The two presentations that were brought forth from each group's research conveyed a newfound awareness of your personal collectiveness. Through your research, you got the scientific and mathematical understanding. The science of physics brings that into your understanding through different geometries, different mathematical equations, from the very minute Planck level to a bigger expression like a cell or a molecule. It's perfectly interwoven in a vast expression of collective consciousness. That is very hard to articulate at a third, fourth dimensional level of your language. You have to start somewhere to get the basic physical properties of the transmission. Because you often see yourself as separate from other members of the council, and of course this is false, you do have a singular expression that is unique to your soul spirit, and it is perfectly entangled within the quantum field of the whole. These are streams of consciousness that are an asset to the whole council. It's a massive collective stream. So the singularity value brings a uniqueness to this council from a physical perspective. Think of a council, a city council that implements how a city is run. You, as members of the council, have voice from your unique expression of your divinity and collective consciousness. When we meet, you have a voice, and you also have a collective voice. Have you ever heard the expression, "The council has spoken"? It is an agreement of those 12 streams of consciousness as they operate in that unified expression that creates an outcome. The outcome and goal here is ascension. Collective and individual ascension. Although, at the level of the all that is, there is never any end to an ascending consciousness. Take a deep breath. As the Council of 12, we can see by the energetic signature that you are emanating, that you understand this at a different level. That you know now that your streams of consciousness are part of the all. We want you to hold on to this state of consciousness. But most importantly, what you hold on to, that energetic signature that you are emanating from the core of your collective consciousness. Take a deep breath and feel that energetic signature that is radiating from your souls, your spirit, and your consciousness. Your physical body and your body consciousness is changing dramatically since you have been working with the light prisms and working with the physical body at a cellular and molecular level. Now we are asking you to step up one more step where you can feel your collectiveness in the crucible. You are a multiple expression that is unified and forever entangled with the whole of the all that is. You are unified and entangled with a community of ascending light masters, as well as part of the crucible and the cosmic quantum light temple, where we all meet, converse in a unified expression that has purpose and design. The multiple collective expressions of yourself will take some time for you to fully integrate. You accomplish this integration by continually allowing yourself to feel what that feels like when we are together. Pay attention. Even when we are not speaking, feel how the unified field of you has changed and will continue to change in the coming year of your time. Let us sit in the energetic field of the cosmic light temple in unity. Feel how the massive light frequencies dance within the crucible membership. Feel the collective unity. Sit in this field and transmit your signature of your collective stream of consciousness. Together, we as the Council of 12 will close this session.